Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single
ply. This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Well, there's a new wave coming, a wave of liberty and righteousness from the Lord, and these two ladies are right on the top of the crest of that wave, about to explode and change lives. Hither and yon, welcome to the broadcast. Good to see you ladies here. Women of God, it's great to be in your presence. You honor me with your presence here. Lindsay Purnell, and I've known Lindsay for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I've also known, actually, I've known Lori Smith, too. I met you years and years ago. We're in Vero Beach, Florida, where her and her husband have an air conditioning business, so they are cool. And what's really exciting is I have no idea the genesis of this. All I know is I heard the name Breaking Chains the other night when I was with Lindsay and her husband. And it's just quite amazing that, you know, my mother was an alcoholic till I was 15. And she went to a place where a man came. He was an angel named Bernard. I presume he's off the earth by now, but I was just a teenage kid. And he said, I'm coming to take your mom. We ended up relegated to living in a very poor section of town, from being very affluent to living in a poor section of town. And it was that place where she met Benjamin Robert Collins, who later became not really my stepfather. We were friends because it was a little too late for fatherhood, but he always treated my mother like a queen, and therefore he's my king forever, under King Jesus, of course. And so I'm really into what you're doing because it's organizations like the ones you guys are doing, is saving the lives of women. And welcome to the broadcast. So how did this friendship start between you two? And what was the genesis of coming up with your ministry, and what exactly is that, and what's the vision for it for the future?
So I met Lori when I started dating Joe. We were just dating for a few weeks, and he was attending Freedom Church, the old Freedom Church. And Lori was one of the members of that church at the time, and she was just starting the Breaking Chains Women's Ministry then. And it was suggested to me by Joe that I actually attend one of their Monday night meetings. When I did attend it, I have to be honest, it was very uncomfortable for me at first because, you know, I have struggled with receiving love and giving love most of my life. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. I was not at the time used to hearing people tell me that I'm beautiful and telling me that I am loved by God. I didn't know who God was then.
Now, what was this meeting you were invited to? Was it at the church or was it somewhere else where you were?
It was at the church. Okay. They had a little portable trailer back then, and she was holding her meetings there. There literally was like six women then. It was a very small group.
No, is it a church or what is it that you have?
Well, it's a women's ministry, and it's where women get together in a safe place. And we encourage each other, and we lift each other up. Mm-hmm. You see, Rhett, the Lord placed this ministry in my heart. I'd gone through a lot of different things. I'd been raped. I'd been beaten. I had had a lot of traumas. And on top of that, my mom died, and that's who I had my faith and trust in. She was the evangelist, and she prayed all the time. And I loved God. I mean, I was saved. But I didn't truly trust God. And when she died, all of these things that I kept in came out. And when they came out, the Lord placed this ministry. What I did for you, I want you to tell other women that I can do the same for them. I can release them of those bondages. I love them, and I want you to show them my love. And I was scared at first, of course, and I talked to the pastor, of course, it's at the church that Lindsay was talking to, and he said, Lori, I was just praying for this, because at the time they had Dynamic Life, and they
That's a recovery center.
Right, and they were helping men, but there was no one to help the women. And of course, I was a little afraid, but when he told me It was like there was something, and God was doing what God was doing. He said, I just prayed about this. Look how God answers prayers this fast. And that's how Breaking Chains Ministries got started. And what we do is we meet on Monday nights, and women come in. And like Lindsay said, it was just a few women. And now on Monday nights, it's over 40. You would be surprised at the women who are hurting, the women that need to be lifted up and encouraged, and the women that need to know that everything that they've gone in life, God heals. Those chains can be broken. Just like you said, you know, we're no longer in captivity. We are in liberty. We are free in God.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, it's written. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Correct. And yeah. And we are really, really excited. We're getting ready to start our men's ministry as well.
Yeah, it used to be Broken Chains for Women, and now you're changing the name of the ministry to Broken Chains, because you're going to have broken chains for men and broken chains even for children, right?
Yes.
This is the vision you have for the future.
Yes, yes. We are really excited. In fact, Lindsay and I have another young man that we were talking, and we're ready to start our men's ministry. And of course, we are looking for that place, and the Lord is leading and the Lord is guiding, and he's working all things out. But men need to know that they can have these chains broken, and they can just be men of God.
I tell you what, when you get this going, I hope you invite me to be a speaker, because I have always wanted to minister freedom. You know, I remember years ago, I got to interview Billy Graham, Dr. Graham, but this is years and years before. I never even had a radio show or anything. And the reason I bring that up is I boast, because I told the Lord, I said, if you don't give me Dr. Billy Graham, I don't believe you've been in my 31-year career on radio. But he was so humble, and, you know, he just had a super humility about him. And, you know, people need the Lord. And I was listening to him on the radio, and, you know, I'd been born again, I guess, I think I was back then. It was in my 20s. But I remember hearing him on the radio, I think on a Sunday, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh, it was almost like this. This was my visual. I saw a man driving a car, or, you know, had strings all attached to the back of it and tin cans, and that represented the sins all making the noise. And you could come along with this was my visual, come along with scissors and clip those strings, and there was a place of new beginnings. And it was like a revelation. You know, you can say things flippantly, but does it reach the heart?
Exactly.
At that moment, it reached the heart. It was like, wow, to go see Jesus said, I give you the permission to go and forgive sins.
Yes.
I even thought about getting a big red truck, an 18-wheeler someday, and putting, you know, I can forgive your sins will be forgiven or something. Pull up into a town, put the stairs out back, come on in. And I said, you know, confess your sins, and you go, you are forgiven. Can you imagine? I mean, he did say, I give you power to forgive. And yes. People are lugging around all this baggage.
Yes, they are.
Would you agree to this, though? The hardest thing for me to forgive, I found out later in life, is me.
Yes.
Because I love the Lord. He revealed himself to me. I go, you know, I mean, do you still love me? Because, you know, I'm certainly not a perfect guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Get mad. Whatever my personal sin is, and we all have our own areas where we know, you know, we got to step up to the godliness and love that he's called us to.
Right. And sometimes you you feel like you're unworthy.
Yes.
Of what he's given.
Yes.
And you do feel like that. And that's the hardest. But, you know, it's the best thing, too, because it's a love that you've never experienced, and it's I don't know I've never experienced this love. And of course we have the love of our parents. I didn't have a father, but
like
I've
me.
Never experienced a love like the love of God sending his son to die for us. I've just never felt
that. And to get the concept that, you know, according to what I heard the other day, was that before time he knew that I was going to exist. Before time, he planned on me living, and in time, because there's no time with God, he knew he would die for me, choose me, forgive me for my sins, accepting the, you know? And that's, you know, really? I mean, looking into the eyes of God, you would have died for me. I'm reduced, you know. But it's a strange concept. But in a way, when we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, it is true. We are not worthy because we're only, and this is where we have to watch out for puffed upness and pride, because of myself, I am unworthy. My only righteousness is not self-righteousness for the good works I've done, right, or because I'm a nice guy. My only righteousness that's valid before God is actually the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the atonement. And so we cannot boast or be arrogant. Because, you know, some people get touched by the Lord, and then he must have to turn this back on them, not look at them for a while, because they get wildly arrogant, and suddenly they think they're God's gift to man, and man wants to control. Mm-hmm. You know, women want to control women. Men want to control women. Women want to control men. And that's all bondage too, right?
It is.
Yes.
I agree.
And being broken from that. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you have a colorful past too. I mean, are we allowed to speak about anything, you know, here?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, from what I heard you speak once, and mm-hmm. it was like, you know, you're like kind of like a Mary Magdalene, right? I mean, for your addiction, you sold yourself.
Yes.
Right. And which touches me because beautiful that he takes us. And I like that about you because, you know, I went to a church recently out in Idaho, big church, about to see the grandchild, and I sneezed. Not one person said, God bless you. But no. I go to certain 12-step meetings, and there could be 10 people, and I sneeze, 5 people say, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because, not that they're playing church, it's okay, they don't know, but unless you've been broken, you know, a broken and contrite heart the Lord will not despise.
Amen.
And when you've truly been broken, you know, bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering candle he will not snuff out. We can be arrogant, boastful, and all of a sudden, finally, something happens and I'm on my knees and God can say, oh, is this the same rant that was boastful and arrogant last week? And you thought, you kind of were sitting up on the throne again, weren't you there, boy? And it's like, he doesn't remember that. You know, a broken, contrite heart he doesn't despise. And so when we're broken, like, okay, does anybody feel that they're better than anybody in this room?
No.
It took a lot of being beaten up for me not to want, you know, because you're, well, you know, no, you know. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to know none of us. And it gives us a power to truly love others and serve others above self, right?
Yes.
So
where it ties in with Lori, when I first met her, I was still active in my drugs and alcohol.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at